Hey, everybody, welcome in and happy new year. Oh, my goodness, it's 2026. And as always, I'm so glad that you are spending time with us today. It's Tuesday. My name is Barbara, and our guests today are Jake and Jackie Humble. They are the ones who envisioned and have brought to reality the Humble Hillside Farm. It's a maternity home, a safe and loving place for pregnant women. They have a lot of information for you. It's a great story, and it's a new resource in our community. By the way, my guest last week was former Senator Scott Herndon. We had a good detailed discussion of his main points for his primary run coming up for the Republican nomination this spring. And I've had several people ask me, they miss the program, they want to understand how they can listen to it. It's easy, it's free. And so I want to share how you do this with a bigger audience. All of the program recordings here, mine and the other Noon Hour programs, are available 24/7 at our website, northidahoradio.com. All you do is navigate to the Noon Hour shows. You look for Speak Up, that's me, and then you can find all of my shows. So, okay, everybody, thanks again for listening. Stay right where you are. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Take living to the next level at Under the Sun in downtown Bonners Ferry. Come shop with friends and enjoy lunch in the bistro with its wonderful food selection, plus beer and wine, and the espresso bar with its organic coffee and more. Downstairs, you can explore the new women's consignment clothing boutique, Handpicked, open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Under the Sun, where the sun is always shining.
At Parker Subaru, adventure doesn't wait. With a large inventory of Crosstreks, Outbacks, Foresters, and Ascents, your Subaru is ready right now.
New or used, Subaru has delivered decades of legendary longevity, rock-solid reliability, and award-winning safety.
With the Subaru Wilderness Package, our compact SUVs deliver unstoppable performance to every trail for every season.
Outdoor season never ends in the Northwest, and Parker Subaru has the vehicles built to handle it all right here in beautiful Coeur d'Alene.
Hey y'all, Eli Wenders here. I want to talk to you about something that's more important than ever, taking care of the wildlife around us. Our planet is home to some of the most amazing creatures you could ever imagine, from the biggest bears to the smallest birds and everything in between. But here's the truth. Many of these animals are in danger, habitats are disappearing, and we're losing species at a rate we've never seen before. If we want our kids and their kids to experience the magic of wildlife that we have today, it's on us to step it up and take action. You can make a difference. Learn more about wildlife conservation in your area and how you can help, whether it's supporting local wildlife refuges, reducing pollution, or simply taking a little time to appreciate the wild beauty around you. It all counts. This is Eli Wenders. Let's make sure our wildlife is around for generations to come. Y'all take care of the earth and it'll take care of us. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
This week at the co-op, we have a couple of great deals to tell you about. We have LNF Senior Horse Feed on sale. Buy four bags and get the fifth bag free. This is a value of $32.99. Drop by the store or see our website and Facebook page for more details. George has continued the sale on log splitters through March, $125 off each log splitter while supplies last. Finally, we have our $1 off per bag of snowplow de-icer. This special ends January 15, so hurry in and get your snowplow de-icer today at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820, and on the web at coopgasandsupply.com, where neighbors have been helping neighbors since 1934.
KSBT KBFI. everybody, welcome back in. As promised, here in the studio with me, Jake and Jackie Humble are here to talk with you. Thank you for being here. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much, Barbara, for having us. This is amazing.
Absolutely. And so, Jake, I'll start with you. Tell our audience, and we're going to repeat this, everybody, throughout the show, so you don't have to, like, drive and grab your pen right now, but tell our audience how they can get in touch with you for more information and learn about the program.
Yeah, so the primary avenue would be our website, hhfsanctuary.org. And on that site, there's a couple of tabs. You can fill out a form if you just want more information or you want to volunteer. And just even if you don't really know what's available to volunteer, you could just say, hey, I'm really interested. I don't really know what I want to do, but I want to be involved. And that just captures your information for us to reach back out to you. There's obviously ways to donate through the website. We have a promotional video, but there's decent content for you to learn about the maternity home there. So.
Yeah, I've been there. It's very intuitive. It's easy to read and it doesn't overwhelm. So at hhfsanctuary.org, people can also find a phone number if they want to actually talk to somebody.
Right, right. Yeah, my primary phone number is 208-304-7944 if you have questions about the maternity home, questions about, again, how to volunteer or how to serve. We have an internal phone number that's 208-261-1561. 1361, sorry.
Yeah.
But that's a good one to call if you want to pass along the phone number to somebody who needs our services,
okay,
who is looking for a space in the home. But either number is great.
Yeah, either number. Whether you think that you might need some of the services, somebody you know might need
right.
these services, or you want to just know more, volunteer, whatever. 208-261-1361 is the one that's the easiest to
right.
remember. All right, keeping it with you, or no, moving on to Jackie here. Get us started for an overview of the services.
Well, we're more than a home. We want the women that come to feel like they're included in family environment, and we want them to just feel the love of Jesus, and we want to be able to water them in the love of Jesus, and we just want to be the hands and feet of Jesus, really, an extension of his kingdom and operating in a way that gives them everything that they need, nutritional wise, and connecting them with resources locally so that they have all the opportunities for success once they leave. So that's counseling or educational opportunities, volunteerism, all sorts of things. We've been really working on developing what we feel like we want the culture of the home to be. And
right.
I'll let Jake kind of speak on that a little bit, but really just prayerfully considering how we want our home to stand out more than other maternity homes that might exist. And he can speak on that a little bit.
But. I love that you've used the word home, because I think that really is the overview of what you're trying to do. I mean, in addition mm-hmm. that it's Christ-centered, but it's a home. It's a family.
Mm-hmm.
Eat together, live together, support each other.
Right.
Jake, continue with that.
Yeah, I think it comes down to unconditional love for each person that comes through the door, because everyone has a history. We all have a history. And a lot of people's history didn't involve what actual unconditional love looks like and feels like and a loving family. And so, again, part of what makes us different is that, you know, our private home is on the same property. And so we include the women to come within our home for Bible studies and worship, and just knowing that they have an extended family that they're building. This isn't a program. It is a home where they can count on us in the future. And, you know, just because they're there for, call it 6 months to a year after the baby's born, that doesn't mean they lose us as long-term family.
Right.
And that, you know, a lot of people just don't have that anchor to lean on when life gets tough. And so that's why we want to exist. You know, our history will end up explaining why we're choosing pregnant women, but pregnant women aren't unique in the fact that there's a lot of people that don't get to experience family, right?
Homes.
Right.
The other thing that you both said that really speaks to me to home is that you have also a vision for launching them. There is going to come a time that they will move out of this physical home with you, but yet they will have continue to be connected, but they'll have other resources that will support them in their journey. And that's what families do. That's what moms and dads do.
Right.
You know, they hopefully plan and launch you like birds out of the nest for how to be successful. Well, you mentioned the word history. That's where I want to go now. Jackie, I'll start with you. How did this, what was the vision? How did this get birthed?
Well, we knew early in our marriage that we were always going to adopt. And I had some kind of a long journey with fertility and issues with my reproductive system that allowed us to be able to step into the series of adoptions that we did. And our leading up into our first adoption for our son, we were matched locally with a girl. She's 15, had been homeless at the time. And it ended up being that she just needed more time to say goodbye. And a week later, we found out she wanted to parent. And that kind of started us thinking, how can we help her? Can we invite her into our home? Do we adopt them both? Like, how do we help? And that kind of lit the spark that kind of ignited this passion for what can we do, even if it's just housing a home in our room, housing a room in our home that's going to have a woman that might need a place to stay. And then we went to a fundraiser, but I'm going to let him share that story because he was the one in the audience that was affected by the speaker of that event. And I want him to be able to share that
part.
I like
the adoption idea. If not, I mean, the baby coming directly to you, then adopt the mom and the baby.
We were willing and we offered it to her.
Bless them
she
both.
Ended up finding a space with a family member and is doing well.
Right.
All right. And Jake.
Yeah. So about a year after that, we had had a successful adoption out of Utah for our now almost 7-year-old son. And I was attending a Life Choices Pregnancy Center event, an auction event. Jackie was on the board at that time, so she was serving in the event. But Christine DeNova, then executive director, gave a really powerful message from the stage. And one of those messages that was not a call just to donate, which is often the case, but to take a step of faith and a step of action. And I have the message I sent her that night. I just said, I'm so excited to hear what you said. And that really resonated with me. And I can see a vision for, you know, maybe multiple rooms in our home for pregnant women. I don't really know what that would look like. How would we partner with you? And then that, that was the watering of the seed, I call it, because, you know, the seed had been planted and then it was watered. And then really it was just years of Jackie's experiences with Life Choices and the community with then Idaho Hope Families being launched. And about that time, we decided to adopt another child. And this was 2 years ago. And so in that experience, we met the birth mom out of state. And again, she ended up being homeless. And we just looked at each other like, okay, we've been talking about launching this maternity home. We've bought property to do this. And this is our chance. So we ended up inviting her to move to North Idaho for the tail end of her pregnancy. It was sort of a crazy God moment where he just said, you know what? I want you to put your money where your mouth is. And
yes,
Here's a person and I want you to love on them. And,
yeah,
and we didn't know she was going to take the invitation right away. We just extended and she said yes. And we all flew to North Idaho 5 hours later. And she then stayed with us until she gave birth, and she then ended up placing the child with us. But the experience of having her in our home and doing Bible studies with her and watching life come back into her. And we have a relationship with her today. Like, she's doing really well today, I can say. And she always looks back at that experience almost 2 years ago as life-changing in the sense that she has a family now that she didn't have before. So
yeah,
that experience then set the stage for the next 2 years of being where we are today.
Especially developing the,
yeah,
the hillside farm.
Yeah, because once you feel that feeling of serving somebody in that way,
yeah,
you know, we just had to keep moving.
You know, the other message that's in there that I know you guys appreciate, but I want the listeners to focus in on it, that You know, James said it, you know, faith without action, without obedience. I mean, he called it dead, which some people think is a little harsh. But, you know, the idea is we have faith to do something. We believe something is good, something is right, but we don't maybe act on it. It could doesn't necessarily have to be your vision. You know, people have a ministry, just maybe helping your neighbor. You see a neighbor who needs help, and yet what? You hesitate. You think, you know, you do it in the name of Jesus. You think they're going to reject, whatever is stopping you from actually walking out, you know, what's in your heart as a believer to do it. So, you know, get, you know, just get that action part going too. So I think our audience would be interested at this point. Well, what are the housing arrangements? You have your private home, so you have a place where the women live. What is that? What does that look like? What is that, Jackie?
So we actually lived in a shop house on the property for, I want to say, 2 years or so before the Lord was showing Jake, I think you should convert your animal barn into a house. And so he sat on that for a few days before he shared that with me. And as soon as he told me, I was got really excited. And I said, that's amazing, because the ministry itself has taken many forms of what it was going to look like, a home and just a room inside our home, into a barn apartment above the animal barn, to a cottage, to all sorts of things. And we're like, if we convert our barn into our full house, then we can convert this house that we're already living in into the maternity home. So it is a fully operational 3-bedroom, 2-bath house. It's got a, I mean, we lived in it. It was our house. So, so it's a full 3-bedroom, 2-bath house.
We can house. So do you have like 3 bedrooms? So two, mm-hmm. maybe two moms, or
we can have we can have 3 moms.
Yeah.
One for each of the rooms. They'll all have their own space, and
yeah. And they eat together and live mm-hmm. together. Do they come over to your house for dinner? You go to their house, or sometimes they're doing their own little thing for dinner?
I think a little of both. We are going to extend the opportunity for them to come to our house at least once or twice a week to be able to have fellowship and worship and dinner and just time together. But they're also going to have time with the house mom that's on the property. She lives inside the home and has kind of her separate bedroom space and a little other building. But they all kind of cohabitate together and, do dinners and things. So I'm sure there'll be a little of both, where we'll go over and then they'll come over.
For sure. Yeah.
We just want it to be an open door family environment for them, so that they kind of feel welcomed and loved.
Exactly. So thinking of the food, and I know all the costs of the property itself, whether it's taxes or whatever, stuff like that. But what about food? I mean, everything is provided for them.
I'm going to let Jake handle that one, because we have all the
farm.
It's a farm. So we have all the animals on the farm that feed the people too.
Chickens and beef and that, and eggs.
Raise cows, pigs, and chicken. So part of what we feel like on the front end of this, when we envisioned what it was this idea of extracting someone from an atmosphere of, you know, depression and, you know, bad inputs. And what does it look like to stand in the middle of the valley in North Idaho and breathe fresh air and have good, healthy food, and just those components that some of us take for granted that we have here, and how life-changing just that is. So we do have, you know, a budget for food per individual. You know, part of the idea of raising food on the farm is we can source good, healthy protein at a lot less than it would cost the maternity home to try to source that themselves.
What about gardens? I mean, right. If the women are able, physically able, they would probably benefit. We all benefit from a little digging in the dirt and a little gardening.
The house
mom,
we had a staff meeting last night, and she said, can we do a garden?
Yeah.
And I said, absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's
good
definitely
exercise,
gonna take place.
Good emotion. Mm-hmm. And as the moms are able.
Yeah. And once you learn how to do a small home garden box, you know, that's empowering as well. It's like, I can raise my own food and I know that it's healthy and where it came from. And could I have a couple backyard chickens and have some eggs? You know, just those little things can be learned through the experience.
And taken with them for sure.
Exactly. Yeah. And being able to take those skills. And we've had volunteers reach out about teaching canning and just those different skill sets that, you know, the women in this community have a lot of skills around homesteading and that type of thing that as we've been able to resource volunteers, I'm excited to see those folks come into the home and teach.
Hey, listen, we are living in a community of pioneer women. That's my, from sourdough bread to sauerkraut to chickens.
We learned how to make homemade caramel yesterday.
Oh, I
had
like
somebody
it.
Over for a couple hours
Sounds
teaching
a
us that.
Sugary, though.
It was.
All right, everybody, we are up against our next break. We're going to take that break right now, but don't go anyplace. We have a lot more just for you.
North Spokane, we're here. Fred's Appliance is now open along Highway 2. Our brand new 18,000 square foot showroom is packed with appliances. Need a new appliance fast? This new location is just one more way for you to explore our Get It Today inventory. Trying to find the best appliances for your needs? We have you covered. From refrigerators to ranges to laundry, Fred's Appliance has the selection, service, and speed you won't find anywhere else. Fred's Appliance. We sell appliances, only appliances.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
Start the new year with a getaway to the Kootenai Casino and make January your luckiest month yet. Stay in January with rooms starting as low as $59 per night midweek, and we'll include two breakfast vouchers. Winter winnings are here. Rev up your January with two Grizzly four-wheelers and $5,000. Earn entries all month, and on January 31st, one winner will ride away with the jackpot. The Springs Restaurant is offering delicious lunch and hearty breakfast specials for just $12. And for weekday dinner at the Springs, get the two for $26 deal, including local favorites, dinner on the river, and all burgers and sandwiches. Come warm up at the spa at Kootenai. Try the warm oil body wrap with a 30-minute massage or anti-stress facial for just $119, or the express pedicure with free gel polish for just $35. Join us for so many jackpots. Come stay and play at the Kootenai Casino. Call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY for details or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
Dear employer,
my name is Phil Martin.
My name is Michael Roskovich.
Ronaldo Bird.
Zach Dizer.
I am writing to express my excitement at the opportunity to join your team.
As someone on the spectrum,
I possess a unique set of skills
that sets me apart from other candidates.
My detail-oriented nature allows me to communicate complex ideas,
to break down data,
to have no fear in meeting new people.
I may communicate in ways that are different from what you are used to.
Structure, routine,
and clear expectation.
Help me do my best work.
My autism allows me to have a perspective that needs to be seen and heard.
It allows me to make the world safer and improve systems in ways others can't.
It allows me to bring people's inner worlds to life with my artwork.
My autism
will bring your team important insights.
Thank you for your consideration.
An autistic, inclusive workplace is good for business. It's time to make a change. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/win.
News Talk 97.1.
All right, everybody. As usual, we have it going on for you today with Jake and Jackie Humble. They are the people who had this beautiful vision, and they have brought this vision to reality for us in our community. The Humble Hillside Farm, it's a maternity home. It is a loving home. It's a home, and it loves the Lord Jesus also. So, Jake, do you have requirements or qualifications when a mom wants to be a part of all this?
Yeah, we have an application process, and we have a resident guide that a mom needs to read through and be on board with sort of the way the days are structured and just what we have to offer. You know, the idea is that nobody benefits from laying around on a phone all day or just having a spot to land. Right. So there's a rhythm to the day, and I call it And we're very new as well. We just opened a month ago, so we have our first mom now, and our second mom may be en route to come in this weekend. So it's pretty exciting times for us. But in terms of the way the house would be structured throughout the day is you have volunteers coming and going. So there's a rhythm to the day, and it's just making sure that somebody coming in understands that, you know, we're going to ask you to participate in the rhythm of the day. You know, we're going to ask you to look at going to church, and we're going to bring, you know, we're not going to be bashful about saying, you know, we are faith-based and we're bringing faith into everything that we're doing just by default.
But she doesn't have to be faith-based. She'll benefit from the
absolutely, absolutely not. Yeah.
But yeah.
And, you know, there's really only a handful of things that would quote unquote disqualify somebody. And that's, you know, your violent crime stuff, you know, you're just some of those things that you just can't expose other people to or take your chances.
Drug use that is under control. Yep. Anything like that. Would
right.
Be
right. Yeah. It's a, obvious. It's a drug and alcohol free property and all that. So,
What about, everything is provided, what about medical care? What about visits with their pediatrician or their doc and then medical care for when they give birth, Jackie? How does that work?
Well, most of the women are going to qualify for Medicaid here in Idaho. Okay. And so, and we have a list of volunteers that have agreed to transport the residents and the moms to their medical appointments. And right now, of course, that is Coeur d'Alene. That's the closest place, unless we have women that come in the home that would like to use a midwife. And then we have, you know, the local opportunities here in Sandpoint. But if they want to have an OB or be delivered at the hospital right now, unfortunately, like that's the closest place is the Coeur d'Alene.
Even in an emergency delivery, they would have to go?
No, I mean, if it's
Bonner would take them in
if
the
it's
ER.
An emergency, yes, they would take them at the hospital, of course. Yeah. They're going to care for them like they would anybody. But,
I think that's good to know. That.
Yeah,
that
I mean, they still are going to offer opportunity for emergency care. They just don't have OB, you know, they don't have all the things that...
I am so excited. This is my first show for 2026. It's just a really good show and just really good for our audience to learn about new things that are going on that are blessing our community. Let's do the contact information again, Jake. How people that are listening can get more information if they know someone that may need this. Jackie, you want to do that? Give us the contact information on how people
can find
out more and call you.
Yep, sure. The phone number they can reach us at is 208-261-1361. And our website is hhfsanctuary.org. The website, it has pretty much everything that they could want, our mission and vision statement, what we believe, our core values. It has space for volunteers, like Jake was saying, to fill out. There's a little section for a message there that they can fill out that says, just they can basically say, I'm not sure how I want to serve, but I know I want to be involved. And that gives me an indication that I need to reach out, because I've been reaching out to every single person that has put in a message. I've been calling them. I've been meeting them for coffee or tea, having them over to the house, really facilitating connection and relationship. And then there's a space for women that need help too.
Yeah.
They can go in and fill out information, and then we automatically know to call them, and or they call the number. That's how we got in contact with a lady that might be coming and joining us this weekend. So
that's awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, people thinking of volunteers, it's always good to encourage people to understand there are different levels of volunteer involvement, from a lighter touch coming in every now and then to really kind of a full-on, I'll come in and teach Bible study for 8 weeks. And so they can talk that over with you. Both kinds of volunteers, any level of volunteer is welcome, I'm assuming.
Yeah, and I think something that we haven't mentioned yet, but I want to, is that we like to always tell people, we're just two ordinary people that said yes. And anybody can do that, really, if they feel like the Lord is tugging on their heart in a way. And that can include volunteering. Mm-hmm. And volunteering can look like a ton of things. It can look like coming and walking with the women on the prayer trail that we've had carved in by the landscaping company. And it could look like coming over and praying with someone, or making their favorite meal for somebody, or driving them to their appointment, and there's an hour-long opportunity for them to just love on somebody. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of things that people could get involved, but it takes a willingness to say yes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that means stepping outside of your comfort zone.
Indeed.
And oftentimes the Lord is trying to grow us and prune us and teach us things. And that involves us being uncomfortable, and that's okay.
You know, there's that action part again, that that stepping out, whether you're all the way comfortable with it or not. And stepping out, you know, the other thing too, and this is true for your ministry and other efforts and ministries in our community throughout our country, is that you go to someone to bless them, whether, you know, it's to take food or pray with them. And the amazing, beautiful thing is you get so totally blessed in the process. Whether you expect it or not, it just happens that as you give, it's always given back to you. Maybe not directly from that woman, but, you know, some way in your life, you just get blessed.
Right.
So I look at you guys and I say, you guys are just so totally blessed.
Yeah. And I always think about the measure of the blessing is not on a worldly scale, because the worldly scale is, you know, material a lot of times, or the reward is something that's different. But in this type of work, you know, the blessing could be, well, I learned something about myself and I was able to change, or, you know, and then seeing somebody say a prayer audibly for the first time. You know, I would say that the value of that to me is bigger than
that
any check I've ever cashed.
That would be a blessing time and a crying time.
Oh, yeah.
It's life-changing.
Yeah, we definitely were bawling the first time we had that experience.
Yes.
And it's just, you know, you get to be involved. And we always say that to each other. It's like, I can't believe, like, we get to be involved in this, that the Lord has put this on our hearts. And
love
we
it.
Said many small yeses to get to where we are. And we're learning still, you know, we'll be learning for the next however many years this is in operation. But
yeah, well, a question, of course, you know, you've got one woman there now, maybe mom number two is coming. So you probably haven't encountered this yet, but I wonder if you'll have a lady that arrives and a month later, she says, this is not for me. And so how do you already anticipate handling that?
Yeah, I mean, if she's choosing to come forward and just be like, oh, this isn't a fit for me, then, you know, obviously it's all volunteer from their perspective. You know, we would sit down with them and sort of see if we could figure out what the reservation is. Is it something that happened in the home? Is it just a lack of readiness to look forward? Because a lot of what we talk about is the only thing you can control is what's forward.
Exactly.
Like the things that are in the past, you don't have control over, and you don't want them to have control over you forever. You know, is it time to let go of those things and look forward? So if we can help minister to someone and maybe get them over the hump and have them stay, that's great. You know, if someone is adamant about leaving, then, you know, we'll always have the door open for them to come back.
Exactly. I love that. I love that answer, because it's realistic.
Right.
You know, it's the way people, and you never know, she may, if it ever did happen, leave and then realize, you know, and come back. That's a lot of times kids can go through that. They say no, and then they come back and they say, okay, yes. I want to go back to volunteers and maybe get a little more specific. And Jake, I'll start with you, because you mentioned you've got sheep, no, beef, pigs, and chickens.
Right.
And do you need guy? A lot of times volunteers, for some reason, we think of women. But we need guy volunteers, don't we, also, to be out there considering whether it's snow plowing or doing something with the animals?
Right. Yeah, I would love that help. But and one of the things that we've talked about already is there's a group of guys that we'd like to have. We have a nature trail through the forest, and this sort of happened in the fall. And obviously nothing's happening on it now through this mucky winter. But to be able to have some prayer benches set up and some little placards made that can house scripture and protect those from the weather. We have a vision for a gazebo in a little meadow space so that you could have Bible study in the woods or just quiet time in a meadow that's surrounded by ferns. It's just a beautiful space on the property. Mm-hmm. And so being able to have, you know, just those builders come, you know, we've had a few that have reached out already, which is great, but to be able to come in, especially in the spring, and do, you know, a couple of days of cleanup and trail building and those types of things. And then, yeah, as far as the animals are concerned, that's been a hobby of mine for a while. And so that's awesome. But if there's anyone that would want to donate a pig or donate a steer or something like that, that we could raise specifically to feed the maternity home, like, that'd be awesome. Yeah. So all of those things are
Well, two things come to my mind. I just want the audience to know that Jake does have another job, so it's there's only 24 hours in everybody's day. I'm wondering if you could, we might be hearing from a vet who would come, not a veteran, a veterinarian, mm-hmm. doctor, who would be able to come out and provide services for the animals. That would be a great volunteer.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. And we have a another local woman who lives around the corner that's really passionate about horses, and she's offered to come over and do some equine therapy type stuff. You know, we have a couple of horses on the property. There are spaces that we've designated as like green and yellow zones on the property. The yellow zones are essentially the areas where hot wire exists. Mm-hmm. So this is areas where moms aren't to just walk free over to those spaces. But there's, you know, on 20 acres, you have plenty of space for interacting and things
like that. How far along in your pregnancy do you have to be before you say no, Jackie, to riding that horse?
Right.
I don't ride horses, so I don't know. I feel like it's like midway. Like once your belly starts to show, I don't really know. That's not something that I'm
trotting allowed, right?
I don't. Anyway, yeah, I mean, I think it's safe until further on, but
at least the first trimester, you're good to get up on that horse and enjoy. I love horses. We had horses when we came up, but it was a little bit difficult. So we sold the horses and bought a big boat, and it was very good. There were more people that wanted on the boat than they wanted on horses. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
To feed a boat while it's sitting there.
I know. In the wintertime, it can sit there all covered up, unlike a horse. All right, everybody, we're up against that last break. We're going to take that break right now.
Happy New Year from your friends at ProX Home Center. Have a new project you want to tackle? Let the experts help you. From paint to lumber to tools, there's nothing they can't handle. And did you know ProX delivers? That's right. Whether it's lumber, landscaping materials, home building supplies, doors, or windows, they'll get it to your door. ProX Home Center, serving Boundary, Bonner, and Lincoln counties. ProX Home Center, your hometown everything store.
Start 2026 strong with great primary care. Bonner General Family Practice is excited to welcome nurse practitioner Mercedes Dirks to our team and welcome new patients of all ages. From annual checkups and preventative care to managing chronic conditions and sickness, having a trusted primary care provider makes all the difference. Start the new year strong with personalized, compassionate care close to home. Visit BonnerGeneral.org to get started with Bonner General Family Practice. A healthier 2026 starts now.
This is Justin Dick, owner of 113 Main Restaurant in downtown Sandpoint. I am happy to announce our fall and winter lunch and dinner menu is finally live. Come in for lunch and try our lobster mac and cheese, Tuscan chicken sandwich, poached pear, and apple manchego salad. For dinner, enjoy our 12-ounce chimichurri ribeye, beef tartare, or braised lamb shank. We've also rolled out our new seasonal wine list and handcrafted cocktail menus. 113 Main, big city dining experience in America's best small town.
A new year and another chapter to our story commences at the Pondere Winery. Our 2021 Syrah will kick off the year as Wine of the Month, and we have an encore showing of Christian and Jenny Benoit's artwork for January. Come enjoy some soul-satisfying cuisine paired with one of our award-winning wines. Visit our website at piawine.com for a full list of our live music, or better yet, come into our 301 Cedar Street location in downtown Sandpoint for all the details. We're open Tuesday through Saturday, noon till 8. Wishing you the happiest of New Year's from all of us at the Pondere Winery.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down. A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate now at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
News Talk 97.1, KSPT, KBFI.
Hey, everybody, you know I love you. I love you when you you stay with 97.1 FM or up in Boundary County, all of Boundary County, 1450 AM. Or those of you that have got your phone or your laptop, whatever, fired up today, you're listening live at NorthIdahoRadio.com. Thanks for being with us. So we've got some questions that we still want to cover. One of the things that came up talking on the break, Jackie, was what about minors who are teenagers who are pregnant? Are you able to help them or what?
Currently, no. It's like a special, there's like special regulations and things that have to be kind of dealt with and policies and different permits that have to be utilized to be able to offer services to minors. So currently we're not. That doesn't mean that we won't always, because we do have plans to eventually expand the home to offer to minors, but currently we cannot offer services to anybody that is.
And there are other services in our community that if someone does come and they are minors, that you can refer them to, that will be able to help them. I'm thinking about the pregnancy, the 7B pregnancy center. Is that still their name?
Right. Well, it's Life Choices Pregnancy Center, but they operate as 7B Care Clinic.
Okay, 7B Care, but it is the Life Choices. Yep. So there's referrals in places in our community that right now do take care of them. And the other question is, what about women who already have a child and now they're pregnant again? What goes on there?
Yeah, I think we would have to refer them again over to like an Idaho Families for a placement, because as we're just getting started, it became clear to us that having women come in with one or multiple children creates a whole different dynamic.
Right.
And so again, while that's not off the table for the future, it's just in this first launch phase to get in and get our systems in place and then be able to say, okay, what would it take for us to have space available for a couple of extra kids in the house?
I can't believe I just thought of this. Here we are in our third segment, and I have not mentioned the word dad yet.
Right.
And fathers. If the dad is on the radar scope, do you have like Bible study or programs or counseling for him?
Yeah, that's one of my, I would say one of my high bar goals. I would love to be able to minister to the men. And my intention is to call the other half of the pregnancy at least once a week and just try to see how they're doing and if I can get together for coffee. And ideally, I would end up having a wedding on the farm, which is the high bar goal, you know, to bring a family together before the baby's born or maybe right after the baby's born. I do know that Life Choices has also just implemented a father's program. And so we are well connected with Life Choices, and we're not trying to double up on local services that are already provided. So they did just launch their father's program, and they have multiple volunteers that are mentoring men. And so we would connect in with them. You know, I, as one of my passions is keeping that conversation alive though. So I do intend to reach out if, again, that dad is willing to have a conversation or is, you know, I would say, the type of person that you'd want to call.
Yeah.
Leave it at that.
You know, and whatever, you know, his faith walk is or whatever their relationship is, if it ends up in a marriage or, but they will always be the parents of this baby. And for so many years, maybe you guys are too young to remember when it was really bad, but back in the bad old days, dads had no voice, no rights, no inclusion. They were just left on the roadway.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so healthy for the baby, and then whatever happens with the relationship for the adults, for that baby to know their dad, and again, if he can walk alongside even a part of this, it would be great.
Right. Yeah. And one of the things, you know, because the idea sort of spurred out of life choices, it's, you know, if a woman hasn't decided yet whether she's even going to keep the child or terminate, we
yes.
want you to come to the farm. We want you to come and experience, you know, just good, wholesome feedback, you know, good, just advice and things that you don't always get from the world, you know, just people that say like, we'll encourage you and we'll be here for you and you can do this. And then maybe they're going to choose to step forward with life for the child because they feel like they have the support that
yeah.
I would never want someone to make that decision because of lack of support.
You know what also that just popped in my head is that, you know, people look sometimes at these kind of decisions like a sprint. Like, you know, this is it. And this is a marathon that's going on here. This is a life, your life, the mom's life, the baby's life. This baby's going to get 1 year, 2 years, 5 years. And so you want to try to get that long view of what's happening here.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I mean, all of us, I don't care what your situation is, to keep, you know, of course, keep our eyes on Christ, but keep that long view going when you're making some kind of a decision.
Yeah, and that's one of the benefits of the home that we offer, that a woman can stay till the child is 6 months to a year old. So
yes.
let's say she comes in 1 month pregnant or 2 months pregnant. That gives us a long stretch to invest time into her and for
yeah.
her to have the time to get a GED if that's one of her goals, maybe to start some college courses, maybe learning how, you know, through the wonders of AI now, how do I launch a home-based business, and just the ability to have a game plan. So it's not a short-term, you know, emergency scenario. It's long-term investment.
And every decision
right.
is not short-term.
Right.
It's a marathon. And yeah, I also like the, I mean, a year and a half, I mean, my life changes in a year and a half, you know, so whether it's adding some education to the mix and a way to stand strongly on her feet with
right.
her baby is excellent. All right, let's, we've got like a minute and a half. Let's do step two housing real quick. You've got some plans for future housing?
Okay, yeah, and that's where maybe one of your listeners might have a spark, you know, from this. We would really love to be able to offer step two housing in a home with somebody that has a spare bedroom.
Mm.
You know, if you have extra space or you've had kids move out and you have a passion, you know, you can meet moms that are coming through our home and then maybe offer them an additional year with, you know, sound Christian counsel, you know, the ability to help them as they transition back into the workplace. Like, oh, maybe I can watch the baby for a couple of days a week mm-hmm. and just giving them that additional launching time. And again, what that does for you as the volunteer who hosts this person, and we'll have had the time. So we'll know exactly who they are as they move into your space. So, yeah.
I love that. And we haven't gotten to it, but I think grandparents can
right.
also get mixed in here and brought in to be a part of all this and to heal the family and to heal the family unit. That is the last word for today. And that's the program for today, everybody. Listen, God bless America. I have to say it. God bless the humble hillside farm. And thank you, Jackie and Jake Humble, for
thank
what
you.
You're doing in
yeah.
your ministry.
Mm-hmm.
I invite you all to come on back next Tuesday. It's going to be about our Community Watch programs throughout Bonner County and also through Boundary County. It's a great program. Fred Arn and Jay Dudley will be here to bring break it down for us. And to honor America 250, you know it, I have another quote from one of our founding fathers, and this time it's James Wilson. James Wilson is not as familiar a name as some of our founding fathers. He was Scottish, a statesman, a legal scholar, and he signed not only the Declaration of Independence, he signed the U.S. Constitution, and he served as one of the first Supreme Court justices. James Wilson, what a guy. And he said, and this is for all the babies and all the adults of us out there, quote, "With consistency, beautiful and undeviating, human life from its commencement to its close is protected by the common law." So until next Tuesday, this is Barbara saying take care of each other, slow down out there, and may God richly bless you, my friends.